your answers in the water. You got to get these waters flow, and you are the steward of your well. They can flow as small, as big as you want them to. Ezekiel showed you the fullness of them. You can get a drink from your well, or you can serve the wells to the nations. It depends on your faith. Everywhere I see water, the enemy's right there. Saw with Isaac, he tried to stop his well twice. He did stop a well. He had to dig another one. I've had some pretty good wells stop because I just was not wise enough in understanding of how he operates. I'm going to show you something today, one of the number one things that stops our well. Let's look at the waters of Moses today. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. We will that too, praise God. How that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. We're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all did eat of that same spiritual meat. Now look at this. Did all drink of that same spiritual drink. He called it spiritual drink because it was foreshadowing the living water. Today, it's very necessary. You see what we're talking about today is foreshadowing the living water. He says, and they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Say, the rock that followed them was Christ. He is the same rock that's called the cornerstone that set into the right hand of God in Zion. The water still flowing from the rock. That rock is set into Zion, but that rock is in you too. There is that rock and the fullness of the Father's in him. And everything God's made available to you and I is in the rock. Amen. We got to get the water to flow. And so we're going to look at the waters flowing. So let's go back to Exodus chapter 17. The waters flowed twice in a major way in the wilderness journey. The first was Exodus 17. The second one, and that was actually in Mount Horeb where God gave the law. The second time the waters flow was up at Kadesh Barnea at the top, almost at the border of the promised land. I mean, they were right there in Numbers 20. If you look at Kadesh Barnea on your map and the border of the promised land, I mean, it is right there. That means that the water's flowing. That's how close we are to the promised land right there. Amen. Exodus 17, verse 1. And all the congregation, the children of Israel, journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and they pitched in Rephidim, the resting place. That's where you're going to find the water. You're going to have to be in the rest. That's where the water is. There's a lot more to this, too, because God will always lead us. Before he's going to do something with us, he leads us into the rest. He wants us to labor under and in his rest. Because there's a big message in this chapter about this. We've taught this chapter about five different ways, but today it's layered. I'll tell you that. There was no water. They pitched in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide. I've had some people chide with me in the past. Anybody ever chide with you? That's contend. There's contention when there is no water. And there's contention all around the wells. When Isaac dug the wells, immediately the Philistines said, that's our water. He dug again. Found it again. That's our water. Listen, the devil, every time you dig a well, will say that's his water unless you decide to say, no, that's my water. So God did something miraculous. He put the water inside us. He put the rock inside us. If he's going to steal anything, he's going to steal it within. That's why he said, guard your heart with all diligence. From out of it flows the origins of life. Your heart is seated in the rock, and the waters are in the rock. They did chide with Moses, give us water. You know, a lot of times people are in the condition they're in because they have no water. A lot of times you get very cranky and grumpy. You know, so I'll tell you right now, a lot of our problems will be resolved. We'll get some water flowing. We're dry. We're cracked. The problem with God is we keep asking him to rain. He said, I put a well inside you. Why you got to wait for it to rain? When there's famine in the land, there's no rain. Dig the well because it's in you. Yeah. The people thirsted for water. Not the only time we get water is when God rains. Oh, give me something. Lay hands on me. You got it on the inside of you. If you start priming the pump and know that it's there, it won't be very long. It'll start flowing. You have to get past the enemy. But boy, when that water starts flowing, it'll blow him out. I'm only about 4 days into priming this pump. I'm already feeling the water start to flow. I'm sensing the atmosphere shift and change. I know what's in the water. I got a revelation. Moses cried unto the Lord, "What shall I do? These people are ready to stone me." I've never been there. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people. Take with thee the elders of Israel, thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river. Take it in thy hand and go." Now he gives some very specific instructions here. "Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock Horeb." This is in Sinai. This is where the law was given. He's about to deliver them from the works of the law, the works of the flesh, and he's going to put a brand new system. He goes, "Listen, this is living water. This is my system. Everything's going to change. Isaac reaped a hundredfold from this water. You got to have this water." And he tells him how to get it the first time. Now, it's amazing, from the first time, the second time, things change. The first time he tells them, "Behold, verse 6, I will stand before thee, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people can drink." How many of you know the Lord did that himself? He smote the rock of Christ at the cross. He was smote right there. That living water that was in the pool of Bethesda, when he smote the rock, it came to Christ. And now, because he smote the rock, that water has the rights to flow into every single one of his believers, because he put the water in you. Now, once he smote that rock, he smote it once. Once that water's in you, he changed the system by which water must flow now. You don't have to smite him again. Now, the water begins to flow. As the water begins to flow, this is God's system by which his sons and daughters operate into the earth. It's living water that was designed to flow. And within that living water, there's favor, there's blessing, there's power. The Holy Spirit was sent to administrate that river. Jesus said of him, he said, "He will not speak of himself. He came to glorify me. He's received what is mine. All things the Father are mine." But he brought that inheritance with him, and he's sent to administrate. He is sent to declare it, disclose it, and transmit it, materialize it, and manifest it for you. He's going to work with you. And as that living water flows, things start happening. When it doesn't, nothing happens. I'm going to tell you right now, wilderness, prolonged wilderness, you're going to write this down, is a result of our wells being plugged up. There is no such thing as a wilderness when the water flows, because it turns the wilderness into standing water. It turns the wilderness into life, into oasis. When the water is plugged up, I was telling somebody last night, I said, you have all the knowledge in the world. You can know everything about God. And if your well is plugged up, I'm telling you, nothing flows. It's stagnant. Everybody ever been there? Don't know how to get out of a situation, and all that time, he that believeth on me out of his innermost being would flow. You got to learn how to prime that pump. So here's that water starts flowing. Everybody starts drinking. Everything's good. Everyone's happy. Look at the first enemy that shows up. Verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. I mean, just as soon as the water started flowing for Isaac, the Philistines were on him. Just as soon as the water started flowing for Moses, guess who was on him? Amalek. Right there on the spot. Now, Amalek comes from a root word, Amal. A-M-A-L. You want to know what that root word means? It's very important to understand this enemy, Amalek, because he's there to counterfeit the water. Just as soon as that water flows, he's going to bring a counterfeit. Now, the Philistines just, they fought head on with Isaac with strife and contention. The two names of Isaac, well, one was Esek, and that was strife, and the other one meant contention. You see, they come right, but this time he's coming with a counterfeit. This well right here plugs more people's wells than anything else because he counterfeits the water. Oh, wait till you see this. Okay, Amal. This is what it means. It means toil, wearisome effort, worry, whether body or mind, misery, pain, sorrow, and travail. Human effort, human sufficiency. What did he say in Zechariah 4? It's not by human might, not by human power, but by my spirit. These waters flow by my spirit. Now, what the enemy wants to do, God's system is these living waters, eternal wells live in you, and they flow. But the enemy's system is he wants the waters to flow out of your flesh. Now, let me show you this. All of Amalek is rooted in the original curse that came upon man. I want you to go look at that curse for a minute. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. How many of you know you have water? I can imagine the whole body of Christ, the eternal wellsprings of God flowing out of the remnant bride in the last days. Look out, world, because it's going to change. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And unto Adam God said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, verse 17, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Look at this. Cursed be the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, that was a new system. It wasn't like that before. Man was to live in perfect communion with God. And he's lived in communion with God. Out of that flowed life. And out of that flow of life, man labored, but he didn't labor under a cursed system, under a heavy yoke, under travail. He didn't operate like that. That's what mammon has us today doing, operating under a veil of travail. Now, look at this. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Verse 19, look at this. And in the sweat of thy brow shalt thou eat bread. All right, you see that? The sweat of the brow was a system that was orchestrated and designed under a curse. Now listen, you can be in construction. You can be in landscaping, and you can all day long out there sweat, but you are sweating under the blessing of God. If you're walking with God, and God's multiplying your business, there's joy with you. That's not the sweat he was talking about. The sweat of the brow was a system by which man brought forth increase by his own labor, by his own toil, by his own sufficiency. God's system is he brings it about through the living water first. It goes before you, makes the crooked places straight, creates and designs the favor, designs the promotion. The Holy Spirit's manifesting blessing. And you're walking under the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The sorrow comes from that curse. The sorrow comes from that toil. Out of your belly of the temple of the living God, out of the kingdom would flow rivers. The devil wants it to flow out of your flesh through the sweat of the brow. He wants the sweat to flow. He wants the system of the water to flow out of the flesh. He wants it to come out of the flesh, and God wants it to come out of the spirit. And if he plugs your well by getting us to do it our way, our well gets plugged. And what comes out of our life is the heavy toil of mammon. I mean, you get things done, but you don't get much done. Well, there's no joy in that. There's no peace in that. There's no mercy in that. There's no goodness in that. It's like, I got to get up today. I got to go to the same old thing today. A cup of coffee in my hand. You know why? There's no life. You're bringing forth out of the flesh. The waters are flowing. The sweat doxy. You know, the water's flowing out of the flesh. We're doing it our way. The system, that's the first thing he's going to bring. If we're not wise, if we don't have the wisdom of God, we haven't been trained in the ways of the Spirit, guess what? Some parts of the church never even teach you to connect with your spirit. They're just teaching you to connect with your intellect, have a nice social life. Listen, your whole life you're given out of the wrong place. I totally believe in education. I do. I mean, the world believes in it big time. Spend $100,000 to $300,000 on a 4 to 8 year education so you can get a degree to stand in front of an employer to say, I got a degree. And that more says, I've seen five of you today like that from the same college. But still, an education can get you a lot further than a non-education. You understand that. But there is living water on the inside of you, a kingdom that cannot fail. What if we spent time educating our spirit man with the same tenacity we educate our natural man? What if we got in tune and started understanding who we are, where we're from, and what's in us? The blessing is in the water. If we can just get it out, the Holy Ghost will start doing something with it. What did he say? The first miracle Jesus did, he said, fill that water pot with water and I'll show you what I can do. Bring me six, the number of men. Fill them up with my water. Fill it up. He didn't do anything till the water pot was full. Then he said, now draw it out of the water. Draw it outside the dimension. Bear it now and I'll turn it to wine. It's right there when it starts breaking out of the temple, breaking out of your water pot, that God begins his process of transformation of that water and he forms a blessing out of it. That's why when people are full of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is causing you to be full of the living water, he's manifesting the inheritance of Christ, things start happening. I don't know why it's happened. I didn't have any jobs last week, but now I got jobs this week. All of a sudden you get in front of somebody and you're talking to them about the Lord and it's coming out of you and things are happening. I remember in the early days, there more stuff happened when I was first born again because I didn't know any better. I just let that river flow everywhere. It was flowing everywhere. I was just young and dumb. That water was flowing and things would happen all the time. Not until I started knowing something, I had to stop the well up a little bit. You get too much in here, you're going to bring forth the fruit of the brow. The sweat of the brow is mental. This right here will block the flow of God. That's not the design of the kingdom. The whole kingdom operates from here. And if we don't teach people how to get connected with the well, what's in the well, you can seed your well with the word of God, with the promises of God. See, that word drops down into that well and something starts taking place. The word becomes water and all of a sudden you get vision forming in your well. Oh, I didn't know that was in the well. Look, that's in the well. Worthy is the Lamb to have received power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. He received it on the behalf of his heirs. He received it at the right hand of God. He's the cornerstone, but that rock's in me. He wants to bring that out of the well. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He wants to bring that out of the well. How many of you are tired of being tired? Raise your hand. You know what's wrong in the church? We have the just give it to me attitude. Just give it to me. I don't want to work. Just give it to me. Let me tell you something. You got to work, but it's a spiritual labor to get this water flowing. But here's the beautiful thing about this water. Just as soon as it starts flowing, it'll start energizing you. It'll start energizing your body. You're talking about vitamin B shot of living water. Whoop! It'll start energizing. That's the first thing to do. It's going to fill your soul and your body with strength. The want to will immediately return because the living water is starting to flow again. The biggest problem we have is our wells have been capped. That's why we walk around like this. That's why sometimes we sit in church like this. The living water's not flowing. I can always tell when the living water's flowing. Somebody's just full. They got a smile on their face. the two systems. You know, when they started, they said, grace and peace be multiplied. You know what? They were living in the living water. The living water will multiply grace. The living water will multiply peace. Whoosh. Your spirit. The two systems. Listen to this. Out of your innermost being, out of the kingdom within, out of the temple, flows the living water out of your flesh is where the enemy wants to flow his water. But that produces a lot of sorrow. It produces a lot of heaviness. It produces a lot of not want to. The more you do it, the more frustrated you get. Those are frustration, waters of frustration, waters of toil and heaviness. You can't break the system until you get the living water flowing. All right, go over to Numbers chapter 20. I've actually broke this water open a couple times in different areas. In the early days, I could only see one level of it, and I broke it open. The enemy stole that well. Last night, the Lord showed me exactly how he did it. You know what it costs you to get a well of living water flowing? That water can become a torrential river, and then the enemy stops that river. That's some serious pain. You take a person that's been flowing in the fullness of the Holy Ghost, and the enemy comes, stops that up. They walk dead men walking around. I mean, they don't know how to get it back, and they get dismayed because the enemy's plugged the well, and they don't know how to get that thing. They live for that day. When's that going to come back, Lord? When's that going to come back? And they're living for that water to flow again because they lost it. It's miserable when you lose it. But how many know we can get it right back now? You just got to get a revelation of what's in your water. Whatever you need is in your water. I'm going to have to get you excited enough to prime your pump. You got to decide to prime your pump, and you got to know devil's going to stand right there around that stuff. They do not want that water to flow. They want to stop, plug that well. They want to get you in strife and contention. The first week I broke this message open last week, I'm telling you, all kinds of things broke out on us. Not good stuff. See, because the well hadn't started flowing yet. Once the well flows, it'll just wipe that stuff out. But I'm telling you, when we broke this revelation, I'm telling you, things started happening. It was unreal. The stuff just one after another, boom, 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 boom. Now, you know what's natural and what's spiritual. And I mean, the spiritual warfare started. And I mean, the Lord just flat told me, he said, you know, they're coming after that water. They don't want to see that water flow. You know why? They have no defense for it. They can only fight you when the water is stagnant. That's when they have their utmost strength right there because there's no water to defend. When that water starts flowing, man, it just washed them right out. It'll wash that stuff. They have no defense for it. That water's coming from another jurisdiction. That water's coming out of the kingdom of God. That water has total victory in it. That water has complete victory, power, and just washes that stuff right out. We've got to get the water flowing. Now, it's amazing here because now God's going to tell them to bring the water again. Same thing. They're contending. They're chiding again. They're murmuring again. You know, God already brought the water. Now God's going to tell them. He's going to tell them something new now. Now, it's very important. The first time he told Moses to strike that rock because that's Christ had to be struck once. He had to go to the cross to open this veil so we could become a new creation and ascend into the right hand of God to sit with him in heavenly places so the water could break out. All right? Now, this time he's going to tell you how to get the water out of your well. Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, then came children of Israel, even the whole congregation, unto the desert of Sin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh. Now, Kadesh Barnea was right next to the promised land. This time, when he started talking about getting this water, they were on the border. You can believe how close they were of the promised land. And Miriam died there and was buried, verse 2, and there was no water for the congregation. What happens? They gathered themselves together against Moses, against Aaron, and the people chode. They began to contend again. There's going to be a lot of murmuring and a lot of complaining always, and a lot of disfaction when the water's not flowing. That's why it's not good just to get something flowing in the form of a revival renewal. You got to learn to keep it, because if you ever study revivals, when they come and when they leave, it's worse off when they leave, because the people got elevated to a very high place, but they didn't know how to sustain it themselves because they were just jumping in a river that was flowing. And when the river was lost, everyone went straight down into the valley. And if you've ever been on top of the mountain and down in the valley, that's a place of, I mean, it's just miserable. usually, and nobody want to be around anywhere around that kind of stuff. What God's going to train us to do in this day and hour is not just birth something, but keep it. Everyone say, keep it. You got to keep it. You're going to have some wisdom. You're like Isaac. You have to have a few go-rounds at it. Isaac got that water flowing. The enemy stole it. He got it flowing again. He stole it. But the third time he said, I found water. And the Lord has made room for us now. It's your wisdom that makes the room for you. The water's with you. It follows you around. Isn't it amazing when they're in the wilderness, the rock followed them around? I got something better. When we're in our wilderness, the rock's inside us. Wherever we go, there he goes. It's right there. You got to tap into that. When I was in there last night, the Lord said, once you learn to tap into this well is your life. It is everything. Put more value and importance upon it than anything else. Put importance upon you, you'll bring forth fruit of the flesh. Put importance upon that well, start speaking to it. Start getting in tune with it. Some of you've been capped so long, you don't even know where it's at. It's in me, but I don't have a clue how to get there. Well, sometimes there's about 10 mountains of flesh between you and that well. That's why fasting has this thing. It starts removing the flesh and the well starts flowing. You know how it happened? It just started flowing. You got the flesh out of the way. So verse 7, the Lord said unto Moses, take thy rod, gather thy assembly together, thou, Aaron, thy brother. Now look at this. Notice what he tells them this time. He doesn't say strike the rock. He says speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give its water. That is the instruction for the church. Because now that rock has already been struck by the cross. That rock's in us. We don't have to strike him again. You're only going to strike him once. Father's going to allow him to be struck once. The rock's in us. You want the water to come up? Speak! Speak! What kind of people are we going around? Speak! How about this? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Why? You got to get the water flowing. You got to learn how to speak to what's inside you. You're not going to do it if you have no revelation. But if you got a revelation of what's in there, you'll shut down the TV. You'll shut down things. You'll just take a chainsaw to part of your schedule and go, start cutting it down and get in there and start speaking. I'll tell you, when you first start speaking, you're going to just feel like this is weird. The Bible says, with joy, you will draw water up out of the wells of salvation. Say, with joy, we'll draw waters out. Out of my innermost being shall flow rivers. You don't have to have 15 scriptures. You just need to know what's in there. Out of the temple of God within me, flowing rivers. Rivers flowing to the inner court. Rivers flowing to the outer court. Flooding my soul. My soul is a watered garden, and I shall not sorrow anymore at all. Flowing into my body. Quickening my body with life. Flow, river, flow. Man, I started doing that. Would you feel anything? Not for the first 3 days. The enemy, I felt all kinds of stuff with him. He jumped right off in that well. See, you know that he leaves you alone if you just check out. When you check out, he'll just kind of leave you alone. You'll be miserable. He'll keep you miserable. But I mean, that solid warfare won't be there if you'll just check out, get numb, get complacent, indifferent. But boy, when you start engaging again, you know, you load the Bible up and you're off. He'll jump all over that. Why? He's afraid of the well. He doesn't want any of that water flowing. That water will immediately. But I'll tell you something. And about the fourth day, things started changing. The water started flowing. I started feeling the effects of the water. I said, son, right now you're just taking a drink. I'm going to flood every part of your being. Because you got to get filled up. I got to fill the water pot up first before I draw it out to the world. You got to fill you. Every one of the men in the New Testament were filled where the Holy Ghost said, fill. He was taking the water and filling you up with the water. Until he fills you up, it won't break out of your temple. If it doesn't break out of your temple, it started multiplying in Ezekiel when it broke out of the temple. It became a raging torrential river. The first thing you got to do is draw it up and start drinking of the well. Drinking. God, it's just wonderful. It's so full. It's so, it's life. It's life. So he tells Moses, and of course Moses, he gets upset with the people. He says, you rebels. He goes, must I fetch you water out of this rock? See, Moses got offended with the people. He was called to draw that water out. We as leaders are called to draw water out. God's remedy for their issues was that water. God's remedy for a church that's greatly frustrated right now, that's contending and striving with one another, is the living water. You're not going to come together and have unity sessions and think in the flesh something's going to happen there. Come on. You're going to change anything because we have a unity session? If you don't get the living water flowing, you're not going to change anything. Because that unity session is going to wither and die anyway. You got to get that living water flowing. And Moses got offended. He said, you can't be next to that water like that and get offended. And he struck the rock twice. Whack. And that was a big no-no. You know why? Because the rock was only going to struck once. He didn't tell him to strike it. He said, speak to it now. The rock's already been struck. Christ has already come. You're not going to have to, you know, in Romans 10 said, who shall go into the heavens and bring him down again? Or who shall go into the deep and bring him back up? He goes, no, the word is nigh thee. It's in thy heart and it's in thy mouth now. The word's in you. Christ is in you. It's in your heart and he's in your mouth now. Say, in my heart, in my mouth, in my heart. Go over there, Romans 10, because I need you to see that. He told Moses, he goes, you didn't believe. You struck the rock. I told you to speak to the rock. Oh, when you see this, you'll understand. Romans 10, verse 5. Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh. Oh, what? Say, speaketh. You know, we don't speak nearly enough. You know, as much as we've been taught on how to speak, we really don't speak nearly enough. You know why? The last thing you want to do is speak when you're not feeling very good. When you're well capped and you're frustrated, the last thing you want to do is speak. Most things come out of your mouth is what comes out of the mouth when there is no water. Murmuring and a lot of complaining because there's no water. It's easy to praise God and speak when you're full of water. But the problem is our wells are capped. We're not very happy. You know, the church is not that happy. You know that. Not right now. Man, when I see the early church, they were full of joy, righteousness, peace, and joy be multiplied to you. I'm like, God, where is all that? He said it's in a capped well. And he goes, and you and others have got to break those wells open. Now, what if we as a unified effort, as a body, start speaking to our well and uncap our wells? Wonder what the Holy Ghost could do if he brought all of us in here. Because I can tell, by the way, some of you worship totally checked out. The well's not open. You're like this, just waiting. You're checked out. You can tell when someone's engaged, their wells are open. A lot of times you're checked out because you got a lot of pain. There's a lot of stuff covered that well up. But imagine if we all came with open wells, what would happen? The Holy Ghost, the living waters, what kind of living waters would flow? We'd be swimming. There's a lot in there. You got to see what's in that well. You got to get a revelation. Everyone say, I have found water. Okay, so he said, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart. What? Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, who shall descend from the deep, that is to bring up Christ again. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart. Now what's he saying there? Say not in thine heart. Ready for this? You get in a backward situation. There's no water flowing. God, when are you going to do this for me? How come you're not doing this for me? Where are you, God? Why is all this happening? You know what you're doing? You're saying in your heart,
I don't really believe that there is an eternal well that has the answer already in me. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Then he's a rewarder of those that will diligently dig for it. You see, if you don't know it's there, then you go back up to God and said, I guess we got to bring him back down again because the first time wasn't good enough. That's what Moses did when he got upset. He struck that rock twice. See, the rock was only going to come down one time. He's going to be struck once. And God said, it's finished. Say this, it is enough. It is enough. The well's inside you. Before you start complaining that way, I would start activating this way. Because until that well gets uncapped, your answer's in the living water. When it springs up, the Holy Ghost will manifest what it is you're looking for. But if the water's not flowing, you go upward. You're saying in your heart, what you did wasn't enough. You got to come back down and do it all over again because what's in me's not enough. Ooh. Say, ooh. He that cometh to God must first believe. You got to get a revelation that he finished the work. You got to get a revelation that the cornerstone is inside you. You got to get a revelation that he's been struck and the water's in you now. And all you got to do is go mine it out. Speak! Speak to the rock! Speak to the rock! Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that indulge into the life will eat the fruit of it. Well, since you spoke that scripture, yeah, come on. Go to Proverbs 18. I'll show you something. When the water starts flowing, you'll feel it. It's full of faith, too. First thing, faith gets imparted because the water's full of faith. When the water starts flowing, your faith starts activating. You start coming alive again. When you start coming alive, you got to steward your well. Listen, I was studying the other day. Just studying where everything good. I wasn't tired. One time, I studied over an hour. And then I said I was going to lay back in my chair. And I had it going. And I mean, within 5 minutes, I was running. All of a sudden, this slumber came over me. Man, I had to stand up, walk around, shake it off. And I sat back down, and it came again. I had to get up three different times in 30 minutes. It's slumber. See, that slumber wants you to stop mining that well. Stop digging that well. You got to shake yourself. Now, listen, when the well starts releasing, you're going to start feeling strength. Dunamis strength is going to come up out of that well. That life's going to come up out of the well. You're going to come to life, but until you get it uncapped, you're going to have to fight because those devils sit right on that well. They don't want it to flow. They can manipulate and manage your life very easily when there's no living water flowing. You can write that down. The enemy can manipulate and manage your life very easy when the water's not flowing. When the water's flowing, he has no defense. The only thing he can do is try to stop it, beat it out of you, or counterfeit it to get your flesh to step in. The sweat of the brow to start flowing. All right. Proverbs 18, I like this. A man's belly, ooh, shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, let's just think about that a minute. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips he shall be filled. Well, what does that mean? How's your belly going to be satisfied with the fruit of your mouth? This has nothing to do with food. Do you understand that? That belly is that innermost being. You know actually what the Hebrew word is for that? Womb. This is this, a man's womb. You know why I call it a womb? That's your birthing center. That's your heart. That's the innermost man. He's going to be satisfied with the fruit of your mouth. Because it's your mouth that's going to draw up the waters. A man's womb will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. I like this one. Look at this. Now, satisfied, you know what it means in the Hebrew? Filled to satisfaction. So let's read it in the Hebrew. A man's womb shall be filled to satisfaction by way of the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. We're going to be filled with, you better watch what you're increasing on your lips. Because you're going to get filled with whatever's on your mouth. Now, if you start talking living water and start speaking to the living water and have an increase of the lips, hey, ladies, this is the time you get to talk unlimited. You can speak to your well and speak and not grow weak. You can speak with the increase of the lips. Here we got to monitor what's coming out of our mouth. Normally, our mouth are circumstantial. What's coming at us comes out. It's natural flow. You got to shift that. But you just don't want to be speaking out there. You're speaking to the rock. You're drawing the water up. You have a purpose, a destiny, a focus into the rock. It is in me a well, John 4:14. It is in me a well of water. It's in me a well springing up. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. See, the increase. You got to increase your lips now. You got to start increasing the confession of your lips, speaking to the well. Speak, 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 and you'll be filled with a well, for death and life are in the power of that tongue. And if you indulge into the life, you're going to eat the fruit of the well. You're going to be filled with it. I shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house. You maketh me to drink of the river of thy pleasures, for with thee is a fountain. With thee is the fountain. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O rivers of living water flow. Out of my innermost being is flowing rivers, rivers of glory, rivers of blessing, rivers of peace, rivers of strength, rivers of prosperity, rivers of power, signs, miracles, and wonders. I have an apostolic king priest government in me, rivers. I have an apostolic king priest government inside of me. Oh, living waters, come forth. Living waters, come forth. Come forth, living waters. I speak to the rock. I speak to the rock. I call forth the Mount Hebron inheritance. I call forth the Capernaum inheritance. I call forth the living waters. I call forth rivers of healing, rivers of glory, rivers of prosperity, rivers of revival, rivers, waters to swim in, waters to swim in, waters to swim in, waters flowing every place this river shall go. Everything that's dead will live again. Everything that's dead will live again. Spring up, oh well, spring up. Spring up to the increase of our lips. We shall be filled. Spring up, oh well. We are abundantly, abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house. You maketh us to drink of the river of your pleasure. This day you are a fountain of life, for with thee is the fountain. With thee is the fountain. Spring up, O fountain. Come forth, living water. Come forth out of our innermost being, out of the temple, out of the water pots, out, 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 out of the kingdom. Flowing rivers, rivers of inheritance, rivers of joy, rivers of strength, rivers of wisdom, counsel, and favor. Let that river flow into this week. Let it flow into our businesses. Let it flow into our ministries. Let it flow upon our children. Let it flow. Let it flow upon our minds. Let it flow into our bodies. Let it flow into the atmosphere of our life. Let it flow into our investments. Let it flow into our partnerships. Let it flow all over this congregation. Let these waters rise to the ankles, rise to the knees, rise to the loins. Waters to swim in. Waters to swim in. You open rivers in high places, in fountains in the midst of the valley. In the wilderness shall become a pool. Everyone say, my wilderness is a pool. My dry lands are now a spring of water. Water springing up, filling the lands,
filling my dry and thirsty soul, filling my body, filling the atmosphere of my life, filling my home, filling the city, filling the earth, filling, filling with glory, filled with glory, filling with blessing. Manifest the blessing, materialize the blessing, transmit the blessing, loose these rivers, loose these rivers. Oh, let them flow. Let this rock seated in Zion, this cornerstone, let it bring forth its water. Oh, break out of the right side of the temple. Break out of our temple. Break out into the inner court. Break out into the outer court. Break out through the walls, through the gates. Break out into the earth. Oh, headed for the Dead Sea. Headed for the fish. Headed for the nations. Headed to healing of the nations. Everything that's dead will live again. Everything that's dead will live again. Wherever these waters shall flow, there'll be life. Wherever these waters shall flow, there'll be healing. There'll be miracles, signs, and wonders. There'll be glory. There'll be glory. The earth is full of the glory, like the waters that cover the sea, like the waters covering the earth. Oh, Rabasata Tarabranda. Break the wells. Break them open. Break the capstones upon the wells. Father, forgive us for allowing the waters to flow out of the flesh. Forgive us this day. Forgive us for the operation of flesh. It's not by might. It's not by human power. It's by thy spirit. Let the waters of the spirit flow. Let the waters of the Holy Ghost. Let the living waters flow. Forgive us. Wash us. Wash us in the blood. Wash our minds in the blood. Wash our flesh in the blood. Father, move us into the system of living water. Move us into the river of living water. Move us into the rock. We step into the right hand. By the new and the living way, we step into. We come through the veil, whither our forerunner has went, having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest of all, by the new and the living way, by the new and the living way. We draw near, we sit down, raised together, made to sit together. We sit down into the rock, we sit down into the living water, we step into the fountain. Oh, immerse us into the fountain. Fill us with the fountain. Cover us with the fountain. Fill, 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 fill the water pots. Fill the water pots. Fill the water pots. Fill them with water. Fill them up. Fill them up. Up, 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 up. Spring up, spring up, spring up, spring up. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, spring up. Spring up a well, spring up, spring up a well, spring up a well, spring up. Let these waters, let them flow, for we in this day will reap the hundredfold. We will reap the hundredfold. We will reap the hundredfold. Woo! There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. Oh, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. I'm seated in a tabernacle. I'm seated in there. Let this river flow. Let it flow. Let it flow upon me. I drink. I drink. I drink. I drink. I drink. Oh, hallelujah.